Welcome to the Talk Floor Podcast, where we talk all things flooring. And now, your host, Dave Foster.
Paul Murphy's with us. He is the president of Taylor Adhesives, and it's always great talking with you, Paul. I'm glad you could join us.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure to catch up with you also.
Now, first, I wanted to ask you about surfaces. We're doing this less than a month after surfaces. What are your thoughts on the show, the traffic, the excitement, the new product introductions, and so on? What are your thoughts?
My reflections were, first of all, how great to be back live and in person with everybody. And everyone that attended, I think, felt the same way. So I think that was very exciting. I think the industry benefited with so many meaningful exhibitors there as well. So that was good. Clearly, attendance was not as strong as it's been in previous years for lots of understandable reasons. But my general feeling was it was quality rather than quantity. So we certainly had some very productive meetings while we were there, and I was very excited at the outcome.
Very good. Shaw's presence, did that make a great deal of difference or any difference, would you say?
Oh, I think it makes a meaningful difference when one of the two largest companies in the flooring industry is there in the force that they were in. So was very happy to see them, and also Mohawk with their typical large presence as well. And some other very notable players. I mean, one comes to mind with AHF and certainly their presence on the show floor also. So some major companies all making a difference, and I thought it was great.
Very good. Do you think COVID is going to have an effect on trade shows long-term, not only floor coverings, but trade shows across the board?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I would say that what COVID has done is sort of forced people into a remote working environment. And I think we've all learned that we can actually be quite productive remotely. And so I think it brings into question some of these trade shows and the size of them, and more importantly, the expense of them. Although I will say, you know, for whatever reason, the flooring industry has always been very much a relationship industry. And I think it's so nice to get together with our family in the flooring industry, our colleagues in the industry, and see each other in person. So yes, there'll be some changes. I don't think people will want to spend the same amount of money on exhibitions as maybe they have in the past. But there's no replacement for seeing each other live and in person.
Seems like you still need at least once a year some type of a get-together like surfaces.
Well, I think surfaces, at least in our case, is proving to be the sort of lead show, and excited to see that continue. But then I think that can be complemented or supplemented with some of the other regional / ancillary shows, buying group shows, those types of things, where we can continue to have important and in-person meetings with folks we do business with.
Yeah, there's no shortage of opportunities to get on a plane and go to a show somewhere, is there? Especially, you know, during the early parts of the year.
Well, I certainly look at our trade show list, and we're quite busy going into 2022. So looking forward to more.
Let me ask you a basic question about that. How would you define a company's mission? You know, what drives the direction of the company?
Are you the direction of Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. What drives the direction? We're a very hungry company. I mean, like everyone else, I think we're eager to grow. I think the foundation of our business is we have super technology. I'm very fortunate to have found myself in this role where, you know, Taylor's this company that's a technology leader in the category. And because I know a few people in the flooring industry, my job's to connect our technology with the folks that I might know. We want to be a solutions provider. We come to work every day wanting to be a partner with our customers. We believe that our success is driven by our customers' success. And it's very much about how do we help our customers sell more and make more money and make their flooring products more successful. And if we're successful in those areas, then that will cause us to be successful also.
I've got to. Now, in developing products, the products that Taylor makes and markets, talk about that and what factors are mixed in to the products that you ultimately develop.
We want to be relevant. I'm talking specifically about Taylor here. You may know we sort of represent the flooring division of a larger company called Meridian. But in our flooring capacity, we want to be relevant in every flooring category. So as products evolve in the flooring segment, we need to make sure that we're developing products that are compatible and beneficial to work with each of those. So clearly, over the last few years, the growth in resilient flooring, that's an area that we've had to focus on. So as the market evolves in flooring, so too will our products evolve. The other thing I might say is, you know, you go back to 2021, where we're all tired of having to deal with shortage in supply and supply chain challenges. You know, I think our R&D team was just remarkable at being forced to identify alternative raw materials, qualify them for use in our formulations in order to keep our business, our customers in business. I think we've pivoted again in 2022 back to how do we start to think about, you know, the next generation of products and things we can bring to market.
So ultimately, some real good came out of COVID then, I guess, for the company.
Yes. I mean, you know, the initial period when COVID hit is 2 years ago now. I think we all remember that dreadful amount of uncertainty of what the future had, and we sort of saw the market dry up for a couple of months. And then, of course, everything rebounded, and we've been really riding the wave of that increase in demand ever since the middle of 2020. And that continues into 2022. So in some respects, you would say COVID's been very good for us.
Now, I suspect that Taylor historically sort of hones in on what some of the biggest problems in the industry are, I suppose, and develop products to solve some of those things. I suspect moisture, at least in interviews that I hold, moisture is probably suggested as a problem more than anything else. Talk about the company's approach to moisture. Any other problems that the company seeks to solve?
Moisture is probably one of the two, three, four largest challenges to the industry. And in fact, it has become even more of a challenge as resilient flooring has grown. So think of the days when broadloom carpet was sort of ruled the roost. There was a way for moisture to mitigate through the surface of the carpeting. That doesn't happen with resilient flooring. So we've had to develop products that are moisture tolerant. And I would say there's a difference between products that are moisture tolerant and also moisture resistant. We also make products that act as moisture barriers as well. And I would consider us a leader in that category.
Now, there's a lot of elements affecting installation. I'm thinking about the commercial sector in general. And at least what I learned from people that I interview are time restraints. It seems like flooring, one of the last items to go down in a commercial building, all the problems with time seem to fall on the back of the floor covering guys when they set out to install. That has to be a problem for people in the adhesive business, I suspect.
Absolutely. But rather than speak about time, I think I would talk about ease of application and ease of use. So, you know, it's one thing to develop a great product, but then if it's not easy to work with in the field, then it's not very good. And what I think we're very fortunate with at Taylor is we've got this superb R&D team that can create the products that help us. But before we bring the product to market, we then hand those products over to a group of very experienced tech services people. And we sort of ask them to install the stuff, give us their feedback, what works, what doesn't work. We're continually looking for ways to make the installer's life easier, I would say.
Well, that's, of course, installation and having qualified installers has been a problem for as long as I've been in this industry, 50 years, and I think it's a problem before I got here, and it continues to be a problem. Talk about working with installers. I mean, they're the people you really have to keep happy, I suppose. Talk about that.
I mean, our customers are large flooring manufacturers. Our customers are distributors. They in turn sell to contractors. But the ultimate judge of our product is the person that installs it. And we work very hard to get feedback from our customers. And we have dramatically increased, I would say, our presence with the installation community. You may or may not know we're the exclusive supplier to CFI, the Certified Flooring Group. We also work closely with Install, IUPAT. We're developing an increasing relationship with FCEF, the Floor Covering Education Foundation. And as we develop those relationships, we're seeking feedback from our installer colleagues and ultimately the judge of whether our products work or not. So, yeah, very important part of what we do.
My hat's off to you for remembering all those acronyms. I don't think I've
done that. Well, I hope I got them right.
Talk about some of the most recent products the company has introduced. I was on your website. I mean, it's just, you've got lots and lots of different products. Talk about some of the most recent ones that you've introduced.
The two new products that we introduced at Surfaces, one was a product called Elevate, and we're sort of excited about that as people start to use dryback LVT on vertical applications or walls. We felt the need to develop an adhesive that would work for that type of application. So, you know, the good news for us there is there's one floor and four walls typically in a room. So we're hoping that we can find a way to have our products go vertically with our product Elevate. And then as we've seen the growth in loose lay and click floating floors, you know, we were scratching our heads saying, how did we develop something that can enhance the application of those? And so we introduced a product called Gravity, also at Surfaces. And Gravity is a roller applied material, really is not an adhesive. I would describe it as a coating. And it ensures that a floor will not move horizontally in any direction, but it's possible for you to literally lift up the floor with no transfer between the flooring and the actual adhesive. So a really interesting new product, and certainly a lot of people were quite interested in Gravity.
I can remember the first interview that we did after you joined Taylor, and you were saying that you weren't really an adhesive guy at that point. It seems like you really made the switch, and you are now.
You know, I must concede, I really enjoyed the time I've spent with this company. You know, the sort of interesting part of flooring is color and design, and I was concerned that I would lose that. The interesting part about adhesives is the chemistry, and I'm fortunate to be surrounded by some remarkable chemists that are really able to solve problems and differentiate us. And I must say, I've had a lot of fun in this business. Also, very exciting to be part of the Meridian Adhesives Group. Today, we're the flooring division of that group, but we're also in electronics. We make adhesives that go into cell phones and pacemakers, for example. We have a packaging business. We also have now a product assembly business. Think of corks and sealants as well. And we're also in the infrastructure business, repairing bridges and roads. So I guess the learning thing for me is I can't believe how many applications there are for adhesive in this world.
Well, the synergy, I suspect, has to be most interesting. I mean, technology developed for the packaging industry certainly may have an application in electronics or in flooring or in something else, I suspect. So that makes it doubly exciting.
Absolutely. In many cases, the chemistries are different, but we have key R&D leaders in each business. And if somebody throws a challenge at us, how do we resolve this problem? If we don't have the solution, typically somebody somewhere else in the Meridian group can help us get to a solution. So the sort of cross-fertilization of ideas and knowledge is unbelievable and helping the business significantly.
So there's a lot of interaction then among the various units of Meridian.
Oh, absolutely. Our technology team meets once a week and talks about projects and ideas. And, we're all there to help each other in this interesting category.
Now, I know it seems like Meridian announced an acquisition recently anyway. What's ahead for Meridian? What do you expect to see them doing going forward?
I think we made something like 8 acquisitions. I may be slightly wrong with that number, but it was something like 8 acquisitions last year. The company's built this remarkable platform in the technologies and segments that I just sort of detailed to you. I think the next step is the integration of those acquisitions and really continuing to elevate Meridian as one of the fastest growing adhesive companies in the world.
Interesting. So any acquisition, I guess, potentially affects all of the various units, or at least could affect all of the units with technology that you had recently acquired.
Yeah, certainly. And, any acquisition, the business is looking for how accretive is it going to be to the total company and are there opportunities as a result of that to help other businesses. We just acquired a company in Canada, for example, in the packaging division, but they have some technology that we believe can be helpful to us in the flooring segment. So opportunities with all of these acquisitions to do some interesting stuff.
Exciting, very exciting. Let me ask you last question about the future of the Taylor unit. Where do you see that going? If we're talking 5 years from now, what sort of new bells and whistles might you be talking about?
Oh, I mean, my goal is to just ensure that we continue to be a leader in the category. I think we've evolved. Not only are we now a technology leader, I think it was a secret in the business. And I think we're doing a better job of starting to get that message out. That's stimulating more interest in Taylor. And my goal is to continue to be one of the fastest growing businesses in not just the Meridian Group, but the flooring segment. And we want to be relevant and important and the best business partner to all of the folks we do business with in the flooring industry.
Very good. Well, I'm really pleased you could join us. Very, very good information. Thanks very much. You really are an adhesive guy now.
Well, I'm still not convinced of that. I'm a flooring guy that knows a little bit about adhesive now. Fortunately, I'm surrounded by folks that are true experts.
That's good.
Pleasure to see you again, Dave.
Thank you for joining us. And we've been talking with Paul Murphy. He's the president of Taylor Adhesives. And this is Talk Floor TV.